The bottom line and the sharp end. I'll get my pennies together, said Avril the nightclub singer to Helen the hairdresser. I'll come in next week and you can work your usual miracles. Helen thought the time for miracles was almost past. Both Avril's pennies and Avril's hair were getting thin. But she merely said, I'll do my best, and ran her practiced fingers through Avril's wiry curls without flinching. Avril was scraggy, haggard, and pitifully brave. Helen was solid and worthy and could afford to be gracious. Avril had been Helen's very first client 30 years before when she, Helen, had finally finished her apprenticeship. In those days, Avril had worn expensive, daring green shoes with satin bows, all the better to flirt in. Helen had worn cheap navy shoes with sensible heels, all the better to work in. Helen envied Avril. Today, Avril's shoes with their scuffed high heels were still green, but somehow vulgar and pitiable, and the legs above them were knotted with veins. And Helen's shoes were still navy, but expensive and comfortable, and had sensible medium heels. And Helen owned the salon, and had a husband, and grown children, and savings, and a dog, a cat, and a garden, and Avril had nothing. Nothing. Childless, unmarried, and without property or money in the bank. Now Helen pitied Avril instead of envying her, but somehow couldn't get Avril to understand that this switch had occurred. With the decades, the salon had drifted elegantly upmarket, and now had a pleasing atmosphere of hushed, brocaded luxury. Here now the wives of the educated wealthy came weekly, and the shampooers were well-spoken and careful not to wet the backs of blouses, and decaffeinated coffee was provided free and low...